This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is Open for Business. I have on the phone with me right now Chan Yan Kit. He's from Real Outplay, and they were founded in 2018 by a husband and wife team, Kit and Joe, with the idea of having products for athletes, endurance junkies, and sports enthusiasts. They started off with One and All products from Thailand, which are a line of personal care products, including top-to-toe chlorine removal wash, coral-friendly sunblock, activewear laundry detergents, recovery gels, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And then in early 2020, they started off with a new brand, Coda Nutrition, which has products like energy gels, energy bars, electrolytes, protein powders, all of that kind of stuff. It's a 25-year-old Australian sports nutrition company. I can tell you it's delicious. They emphasize in developing and manufacturing sports nutrition products that have a low sensory impact and are as gentle to the stomach as possible. Kit, thank you for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you for having me, Rich.
Absolute pleasure, my friend. Right. So obviously we're in the middle of a pandemic, and there are some things that your products probably will have appealed to and would have been very easily available before a pandemic. Things like sporting events and one thing or another where they would be ideal to be supplied to. And now, of course, you can't really do that. So what's happening?
So previously, before pandemic, as you said, we are easily available at events, and there's a lot of sporting events going on, whereby lining up that time was like this year's Ironman in both Desaru and Langkawi. We have the Standard Chartered Marathon, we have Powerman events, and we have swimming competitions going on. It's all lined up for during the pandemic time.
Uh-huh.
So we were always in the event booth doing promotions, and also, of course, we were always available online,
right,
on our website, and as well as our retailers, including like bicycle shops, active sports shop, running shops, swimming shops, all these kind of shops. But as the pandemic happened, all these shops were not able to operate.
Mm.
So that's when the business was really affected during the pandemic.
Well, let's rewind a little bit to pre-pandemic and then a little while before that, back in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you decide to do this business? Why did you feel motivated to do this?
It was actually... both my wife and I, we were actually looking for something to start on our own.
Mm.
And being sports enthusiasts ourselves, we realized that there's actually there's not enough range of personal care products for sports people like ourselves.
Right.
Yes, we do have like top to toe washes, which is available in pharmacies, but it's not to our own personal liking.
You don't like what they supply?
Yep, and both of us, we are more into products which are a bit like more natural and environmental friendly.
Right.
And we want something which is not harmful to our skin. So we were actually looking for something which is a bit more like natural and organic that time. So we were looking for it for quite a while before on one Sunday, friends of us invited over to their house for lunch, and then they just came back from Ironman Bangsian in Thailand.
Okay.
So they brought back these personal care products, sunblocks and also shampoos, which they bought during the event in Thailand. So we were talking about this idea that say, look, we are looking for personal care products, but it's very hard, you know, to cater for athletes like yourself. Then they said, hey, look, we have these products we bought from Thailand. They are very good. It's natural and organic, and it's is made in Thailand. So we tried the products ourselves, and then we contacted the company, One and All, in Thailand. And they were actually looking for partners to expand their business in Southeast Asia.
Got it.
So we were like, hey, look, we are interested into working together with you. And this, then I think in 2 weeks' time, we flew into Bangkok, had a meeting. Then after that, they came back to us in Malaysia to have a look at what happened in Malaysia. And that's how it all started in 2018.
So when... Okay, when people talk about top-to-toe and all-in-one solutions, it's a shampoo, it's a body wash, and all of that kind of stuff, right? How, I mean, other than it being organic, how different are the ingredients that go into it, other than what you would find in a normal kind of head-to-toe, top-to-toe shampoo or whatever here in Malaysia? Are they vastly different?
They're very vastly different. The main thing is they are parabens free, right. SLES free, and which means that they do not have those petroleum based chemicals into the products.
Mm. And that's important to your kind of business ethos, I guess.
Yes, correct. And of course, with the current, I mean, with the way the world is changing now, a lot of people, they are actually sensitive to they're allergic to a lot of things without them realizing. That's
right.
Why that people's skin is very sensitive to a lot of chemicals. So, and with our products, it's actually they do not use any perfume into their products. They actually use essential oil as the scent for the products.
Right. And where are you currently making this product available? Is it only online, or are you looking at some point to try and get it in stores and in gyms and that kind of thing?
At the moment, it's available online and also at our partners' retailers.
Right.
So partners' retailers will be people like in bicycle shop like Bike Artisan, Cyclist Wardrobe, and also sports shop like Key Power, and most of the swim schools that has a retail shop, they actually carry our products as well.
I mean, I've got a couple more questions before we wrap up here and start speaking about the Coda stuff. Two things, obviously, for stuff like sunblock, It's a necessary evil. We know that if you're going out in the sun a lot, you're going to need to use this. But it has a real issue in that it's a pollutant, and some people can be allergic to it. What makes this product of yours, this product One and All, is it as protective as a traditional sunblock?
Okay. As a traditional sunblocks, the difference what we have compared to traditional sunblocks is we have actually two types. One will be a product called Sunfun. Sunfun is more of a mineral sunblock, or we also can call it a physical sunblock, whereby when you apply, you actually get like a white protective layer.
Yeah.
Okay. So it actually will repel the UV from the skin.
Got it.
In a way that you work. So what happens, ours is our sunblocks are actually coral friendly. So divers who go into open water, they can actually use it without fear of harming the corals.
Great. That
because
sounds great.
There are certain chemicals which is commonly used in sunblocks, which are harmful to corals. That's why a lot of scuba divers instructors, they do not allow the divers to use sunblock when they go dive.
Right, right.
So what we have here is we actually have not exactly like a certificate, but we have all the list of ingredients which is harmful to the coral and which our sunblock do not have as our ingredient.
In terms of pricing competitiveness, where would you guys say that you sit? I mean, Is it a premium product with it being organic?
I would say yes. We actually, our products are actually in a premium pricing. Mm. That's why it's only available at very sports related or very niche kind of users.
Mm.
It's not available easily at pharmacies or even those online like Shopee or Lazada.
Right.
So only people who dice or people who cycles or people who are into the sport, they get to know about the products.
Okay, let's take a short break here, and then when we come back, we'll be talking to you a little bit about stuff like funding, and then we'll move on to this relationship you have with Coda Nutrition.
Okay, sure.
I've got on the phone with me right now, it is Chan Yan Kit from Real Outplay. You are tuned in to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Backing female ministers. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. Welcome back to Open for Business. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm on the phone line with Kit from Real Outplay. They were founded in 2018 by a husband and wife team, Kit and Joe, with the idea of having products for athletes, endurance junkies, and sports enthusiasts. If you're only just joining us, we were speaking a little bit about One on All products, which come in from Thailand. They're a line of personal care products, including a top-to-toe chlorine removal wash, a coral-friendly sunblock, some detergents, and a few other bits and pieces. Now, Kit, when I got your email, you also mentioned that fairly recently, back into early 2020, in fact, early this year, you started off with a new brand, Coda Nutrition, which has products like energy gels and energy bars and protein powders, catering specifically to athletes in endurance and extreme sports. How did you go about forming partnerships with Coda Nutrition? Again, was it a case of like you approached them the same way that you did One and All? You kind of tapped on the door and said, hey, there's a bit of a market here.
Rich, I would say it actually happened the same way again for Coda Nutrition. I would count myself a bit blessed in both instances, because as we grow from 2018 to 2019 through One and All products, we realized that the demand for sports nutrition in the market is quite high as well. And people are looking for good products which is easy on their stomach,
right,
to be able to perform better during their endurance sports.
I have noticed that for some protein powders, the stomach can take a bit of a battering sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And even like energy gels.
Yeah.
Energy gels are actually a lot of marathon runners or even triathletes, they actually have a stomach issue when they are going on a very long or endurance kind of sports, because the stomach becomes very sensitive towards the end of during the end the period of the sports events.
And that's the last thing you want when you're doing some kind of endurance race.
Correct. So something that you do not want is like during run, people are running not the finish line but to the toilet. That's not something that we want.
It's not pleasant.
Yep. And not also that issue, a lot of people get the bloated issue because of the things that they have been taking. So back to how we found Coda Nutrition, it was actually through Instagram post. We were actually looking for some good products on Instagram and Facebook, and then Coda Nutrition pop up. So we were actually going through the products. We actually ordered some products online,
right,
from Australia,
yep,
to be shipped over. And we tried ourselves during runs and our sports activities, and we really loved the taste. So then we wrote into Koda Nutrition, say that we are actually very interested to become your partner, or do you have anyone in Malaysia doing that? And that time, the regional manager for Koda, his name is Simon. Simon is actually based out of Singapore.
Okay.
He's based in Singapore, yeah. Australian based in Singapore. So he said that, look, we actually would love to discuss a bit further, because we are looking at a few partners right now for Malaysia. So if you can't, would you like to come over Singapore to discuss with us? So that's where we flew into Singapore, gave our proposal, telling them what we are doing and the marketing plans that we have for Koda and our base experience.
Mm.
And that's how we actually got started with Koda Nutrition. That meeting happened in October 2019.
Now, it seems like you are you have a bit of a lucky streak, Kit. You know, you find a product you like, you identify with it, you call the boss up or the regional sales manager, and, you know, before you know it, you're helping to supply them over here in Malaysia. Now, there are a lot of kind of young entrepreneurs or people who are thinking about starting their own business who... might worry about just sending an email or just sending a DM or whatever it is on Instagram. If you don't mind, what were you doing before you got into Real Outplay? Were you in marketing or were you in sales or anything that might have given you that edge and that confidence to do something a little bit different?
I would say my corporate experience actually helped me to put me an edge to it.
Right.
I was actually in an American company prior to Real Outplay. We were actually handling instruments.
Okay.
Instruments, testing instruments. It's a company called TA Instruments. It's part of a bigger group called Waters. So I was actually there for about 5 years. So I was actually the salesperson in charge of the whole Malaysia.
Right.
So that actually gives me a bit of an edge because I was basically because we are a direct company. So we actually deal with smaller dealers. We deal with our parent company, our manufacturer. So it actually trains me how to put up a very good business proposal.
Got it.
What we are doing and what we look into the future into doing the things that we want. So we give a very clear pictures to all the companies and the brands that we want.
If I was to ask you, like, very quickly, three things that you could tell a business person or a young entrepreneur that they should be doing, what do you think those three things might be?
For young entrepreneurs who wants to start their business or something?
Yeah, what should they focus on, do you think?
The first thing that I always look into is passion.
Mm.
Always be passionate about the products or things that you yourself really like it. Do not go into a business just because someone said that the business is good, or you are looking at somebody else is doing it and you want to have the same success.
Yeah.
So for me, being in the sports, being in the fitness kind of environment, I'm actually really passionate about this. And meeting the people that is in the industry, it actually makes me very driven to my business. Second is, I would say, be kind to others.
Mm.
Kindness actually brings me a long way, especially during MCO, post-MCO. It actually changed my mind to very different kind of perspective, because I was from a corporate and everything was really hierarchy. There's no, sorry to say, a lot of emotional is not involved when you're in a corporate environment.
Yeah.
Yeah, so being what I have in my own business and in the way I do things, I like to do it in a kind way, but whereas I'm more into like, you know, do not be so calculative into what you're giving to people.
Mm.
It's more like trying to work together that everyone's become a win-win situation.
Right. Yeah.
Not because like for a small small profit or whatsoever that you actually forego the human side of the business.
Mm. Well, Kit, good luck to you and your wife. I'm sure, by the sounds of things, you've got your head screwed on right, at least. You know?
Thanks, Rich.
Thank you very much for your time today, Kit.
Thank you so much, Rich. Thanks for the opportunity and time.
My pleasure. That was Chan Yan Kit from Real Outplay, a company founded back in 2018 by a husband and wife team, Kit and Joe, with the idea of having products for athletes, endurance junkies, and sports enthusiasts. Kit, just before I let you go, do you have a website that people can check out?
It's www.realoutplay.com.
There you go. And of course, if you missed any part of this show, the podcast will be up very shortly and available via bfm.my or wherever you normally get your podcasts from. You have been listening to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.